Okay, some TV now. ABC's The Fix premiered on Monday. It's about a white lawyer who tries to convict a charismatic black celebrity for murder. If that sounds familiar, maybe it's because Marcia Clark is behind it. She was the prosecutor in the O.J. Simpson trial. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us now. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
Okay, so just to be clear, this is not actually about O.J. Simpson. It just seems like it's about O.J.
It just feels that way.
It just feels that way. What do you make of it?
Well, okay, so Marcia Clark is the executive producer of this show, and it's basically about a former prosecutor named Maya Travis, not Marcia Clark, but Maya Travis, mm-hmm. who prosecuted a really famous black man for murder and botched it. And then a woman that he's involved with is found murdered, and he's believed to be the prime suspect again, and she's brought back. And we've got a clip here where they're executing a search warrant at the home of this star. And she sort of delivers her manifesto on what she wants to prove here. So let's check it out.
Anything in the pool house?
Possible traces of blood, but not a lot. I told forensics to put a rush on it.
He looks older.
He'd probably tell you the last 8 years have been tough on him. No more starring roles, living off foreign endorsements.
He killed two women and got away with it. And he still gets to live in this place. I need to make it right. If he killed Jessica, we're going to put him away this time. We're good.
You're damn right we are.
Yeah.
So two women this time, because in the case of O.J., it was a woman and a man who he was accused of murdering.
Yeah, basically what the story does is it tries to substitute a lot of the race dialogue for a dialogue about domestic violence. Like O.J. Simpson, this star who's being prosecuted, and there are suspicions that he had also perpetrated domestic violence against a woman who's his girlfriend who's found dead. And that dialogue seems to substitute a lot of the talk about race that initially affected the O.J. Simpson trial and affects how we even remember it nowadays.
Now, you say we remember it nowadays. I should point out that it happened, 25 years ago at this point. So anybody who's, in college or younger wasn't even alive during all of that stuff.
Right,
and they may not know the story.
They may not know the story, but we have had two very high-profile TV projects that have sort of gone back and retold the history of it. We had People v. O.J. Simpson on FX, and then we had a documentary on ESPN as well. The fictional retelling sort of gave us another look at Marcia Clark. It really explored some of the sexism that was inherent in how she was treated. Mm-hmm. And this character, Maya, went through something similar, and we have a clip where she talks about that. So let's check that out.
You have no idea what it felt like to be me 8 years ago.
Okay.
Was your face on the news all day, every day? Was your entire life dissected? Your hair, your clothes, every single decision, every mistake. Nobody knows your name. Nobody blames you for letting a murderer walk.
Yeah. So, you can't help but feel like Marcia Clark is basically sort of yelling at the audience through this character.
Uh-huh.
What's interesting to me about this and what troubles me about it is that the People v. O.J. Simpson sort of showed how the prosecutors didn't understand race, and they didn't understand how the LAPD's history of brutalizing black people was going to make it tough for black people on the jury to convict a black celebrity like O.J. Simpson. And this story doesn't really engage any of those kinds of ideas. And so, of course, it's the kind of story that Marcia Clark would want to tell, because in a lot of ways it kind of omits the biggest mistakes that she made as a prosecutor when she was originally trying that case.
So do you think that this show will do well for ABC?
It doesn't seem to be doing that well. The first showing didn't do great in the ratings. Ultimately, it doesn't have much of a message. And the question sort of like, why should I as a viewer kind of relive a pseudo version of, a retrying of the O.J. Simpson-like character? Like, why should I put myself through watching that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the show really answers that question. And that's a really important question if you want people to stick with a show like this through multiple episodes.
That is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thanks.
Thank you.
And Peter, Eric promises that the next time he comes on, he'll give us a show that we should actually watch and not one that's just okay.
Last time I spoke with him, he told me he loved Catastrophe, so I'm excited to start that one.
He always has good recommendations. I am still catching up on season 5 of Schitt's Creek, which I will say is S-C-H-I-T-T-S.